This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Today, let's talk about political websites designed to look like news websites. The Columbia Journalism Review reported on this in an article by Anna Clark. She writes, deceptive political ads are one thing, but how about deceptive ads that trade on the credibility of journalism? That's what a Republican political group is trying out. The National Republican Congressional Committee debuted at least 20 websites in key congressional districts that are designed, albeit amateurishly, to look like news sites. Does this bother either of you, or do you think, based on the fact these are kind of amateurish looking, that it's pretty clearly satire?
I think a lot of people get fooled by those types of websites. I definitely have, in my experience, I've seen people share that kind of website on Facebook, and people believe it. There are people who aren't really researching what they're reading, and they're just spreading it, and then more people pick up on it and kind of snowballs. While I don't like it, while I think it is wrong for them to do that, I think they're allowed to do that, and we can't necessarily stop them.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. Go ahead, Rich.
I was just going to say, I've even seen people fooled by articles from The Onion,
right,
which is a pretty well-known satirical newspaper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just yesterday I saw on Facebook somebody posted something about Betty White dying. She's not dead. And other people underneath immediately, oh, no, is that true? Is it true? And then the person revealed, no, but it wasn't The Onion. It was a different website, spoof website. So those exist. And obviously, these are going to exist, but I do think there's something a little more at stake here when people are purposely trying to mislead, and not in a way that's satirical or humorous or a parody. I mean, these are serious websites that the Republican Party is doing as an orchestrated. You know, maybe there have been Democrats too that have done it on an individual basis, mm-hmm. but as far as like an orchestrated effort, what I read about in the Columbia Journalism Review and other articles is that this is, you know, being done, sanctioned by a political party, and I think there's something wrong with that. You know, I've got the list of they're all Tucson Update, Sacramento Update, Central Valley Update. I mean, there's 20 different websites that are doing this sort of thing, and it really is only one purpose: it's to fool people who are easily fooled, and try to get them to read these things and think they're serious. And if you look at the websites, stories are pretty much press releases for the candidates, the GOP candidates in those districts, and hit pieces. And it's just another way of trying to deceive.
Right. They're trying to fool voters, and I think that hurts democracy.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree at all. And I do. I'm glad you brought up The Onion. I see it as very different from the kind of fake websites that are out there that are clearly that way. I mean, if you go to The Onion or any of the similar types of sites, you know they're fake. They're not real. The stories are, you know, they meet that test of like, you got to be kidding. And, you know, common sense is that's not true. So.
Although it's interesting, I think Republicans would argue that The Onion or The Daily Show have a liberal bias.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So they feel like they need to put out something like this to counter that.
I guess. But I don't see The Onion as being funded by the Democratic Party. And I don't see The Onion as being the same as a orchestrated campaign to really deceive voters. And that's what this is.
Rich, you want to talk a little bit about a case out of Peoria?
Oh, yeah.
From this, I believe it was from this year, correct?
Yeah, it was earlier this year in April. And it's not a fake website, but it actually is, again, talking about the same kind of subject. It was a fake Twitter account, a parody Twitter account. I guess initially the person who did this account, it was an account that was a sort of a fake account supposedly of Mayor Jim Artis of Peoria. And it was a little off color and lewd, I guess. It looked legitimate, had his picture attached to it off of his website.
Mm-hmm.
Did not initially say parody or satire. Mm-hmm. This person who did it just wanted to make fun of the mayor. And he did. And what's unusual here, and this is where the mayor has come under a lot of criticism, is that he called the city police chief in. He wanted to get this guy, And so they sent police. They brought in people who checked his ISP, and they figured out an address. They went after the guy. They kicked in his door, and they arrested him. I'm sure he was there, but they arrested his roommate for sure. Unfortunately, the roommate was a drug dealer or had drugs in the house, and they arrested him for that, which had absolutely nothing to do with why they were there. But, of course, you're not going to say, oh, well,
right.
Keep it.
Well, of
oh,
course
my
you,
bad.
Of course, you should not be sending the police after someone knocking down doors
right.
of the house of someone who's making fun of
right.
you. You can argue about what the guy did with the Twitter account, but that sure seems like a misuse of city resources.
And I think that's what a lot of people – I mean, granted, I think Mayor Artis is popular in Peoria and remains a popular figure there. But I think nationally it did put the city in a situation where there was some ridicule. The ACLU got involved, of course, is big surprise. And they are defending both. And in the charges against the Twitter guy were ultimately dropped. There are no charges. Hopefully they bought him a new door. The other guy is still under arrest, and for the drug charge, I think it was marijuana or something, and so there that's winding its way, and I think the ACLU is defending him.
We're not talking identity theft here. I mean, really, we're allowed to make fun of public
right.
officials, and on Twitter, I can't understand how they were even able to get a warrant to get out there and take this person's door down just because of a fake Twitter account. I just find that whole thing ludicrous.
Well, and I think it's scary. I mean, when
it
you
is.
Think about it, if you decide you want to just out of fun create a fake, Twitter account, a fake blog, people are always doing parodies of
right.
something else. When I was in college, we put out a fake New York Daily News as our senior project. And when I was in grad school in New York, were the police going to come kick in my door? Because we had some off-color stories about, people in New York News in our paper. Mad Magazine has already adjudicated this.
Right.
And there's plenty of cases of where parody and satire are allowed. And I think this was clearly the case. Nobody who read it would have thought this was serious. I think it's a politician with thin skin who can't take criticism. And who really overextended. And I don't know if it's coincidental, but the police chief has taken a job with a private company and is no longer police chief there
wow.
anymore.
Well, I see it as an abuse of power.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be able to send someone out because they created a fake Twitter account for you. I've seen so many different news organizations, celebrities, just people in general who have been parodied and there are fake Twitter accounts about those people. And they're not sending the cops after those people.
No, I mean, you can even make a weird argument that Perez Hilton, his name is mm-hmm. not his real name.
Right.
Is a takeoff of a celebrity.
Yeah.
What, we arrest him because he has taken over someone's name?
Yeah,
in a similar way.
It's a slippery slope there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have that. I mean, people really need to be very careful about their rights.
So, yeah, I would agree.
You can do that, but you'd have to move to the old USSR, I think, to do that.
This is true.
All right. We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.